We've been talking about it all week. The Conway Scenic Railroad is open, and I have Derek, the engineer, joining me in studio to talk about the season. Derek, welcome back.
Thank you. It's so good to be back. It's a sign of spring when I come into the studio, as you mentioned.
That's exactly what we're saying. We love when Derek, the engineer, comes around because we know that spring is here. Conway Scenic will be opening this weekend. Truly outstanding. We've been giving away family four-packs all week. People are pumped up about it. You guys must be psyched.
We are. We're looking at another really great year. I mean, every year is great, but
of course,
this particular year, 45th year of Conway Scenic Railroad, that's no small feat for a tourist railroad, and we couldn't have done it without great partnerships. The locals, the tourist population, the groups, everybody in the local community coming together and supporting a business, and we want to support them, so we're just so happy to be a part of the fabric of the valley here, because there's no valley like the Mount Washington Valley.
No, exactly. Yeah, one of a kind for sure. Was the weather a little bit of a factor in the beginning? I know at the beginning of this week we started giving away these passes, and it looked like January outside. Yep. Is that affect the railroad at all, or you guys pretty much power through?
Power through within reason. So we've brought some pretty heavy machinery in. We've acquired a new front-end loader, a Cat 980 front-end loader. That was out plowing the tracks. We sent an engine just yesterday from North Conway to Conway. Mm-hmm. The line is now confirmed clear and passable, and that is through the incredible efforts of our track crew and our maintenance department working there in the roundhouse. It's an all hands on deck in the spring, just getting everything cleared and open. The guys are getting the cars cleaned and coupled up, making sure those PAs work. All these little things that you don't think about until, oh, wait a minute.
We're
going to need this. It's such a great effort, and the station looks brand new. We've done some great stuff in the Brass Whistle gift shop. The ticket office, just everybody's itching and ready to go. The trains have been sitting quiet for too long, and everybody wants to see them moving again through the valley.
And that's another thing through the valley, too. You start hearing that train, those train whistles, that's when you know, spring is here. That's it.
That's it.
I mean, the winter, we love our winters here, of course. Mm-hmm. Always love the winters here in the valley, but it's kind of outlasting its welcome. We want it to move on. It's time for the springtime, time for the Conway Scenic, and we're ready to go. And you guys have a lot of things going on this season. What are some of the big ones, some of the big highlights coming
up? Yeah, so some of the big highlights, we have an event coming back that we haven't seen for a little while. We've got our Easter Bunny Express, and that's really exciting for us because, you know, Easter's kind of a moving target with us, and with weather conditions that we've just touched on, you never really know. So this is a great opportunity. We're going to be running that on Saturday and Sunday of Easter. Hop aboard the train. The kids will get some Easter goodies from Mr. Bunny himself.
Sure.
He'll be aboard for some photo opportunities there, so that's a nice chance to see another omen of springtime, the Easter Bunny.
Yep.
We're joining again. We're doing the Mother's Day special again. The brunch was so well received last year. Father's Day, we've got a whole new design program this year. It's going to be down in Conway at our freight house. Mm-hmm. We're going to have displays of our steam locomotive, number 7470, diesel engine tours. There's going to be spiking demonstrations where all you need to do is sign a waiver and wear some goggles that we'll issue you, and people can practice actually spiking a rail, which we get a lot of people asking about, so a hand spiking demonstration. Coffee and donuts for the dads there down at the village.
Sure.
It's just a chance to kind of show off the things that make the railroad, you know, really engaging.
Yeah.
So families will be having an opportunity to do that on Father's Day. Planes, trains, and automobiles, though. This is the big one. We're working with the White Mountain Regional Airport up there in Whitefield for their airports. It's in a combination with their airport's fly-in day.
Yep.
Two top-name stunt pilots are going to be attending the event this year. Black Hawk helicopters from the great folks at the New Hampshire Army National Guard are going to be bringing that bird in, as long as it's not needed elsewhere, which we completely understand, of course. You'll be able to board the train in North Conway and be brought to the location by, the plan is right now, our steam engine number 7470, which is only one of two departures we're planning on have her taking up the hill this year. So for those of you that aren't familiar with us, Whitefield, where the airport is, that's the end of track for us. That's as far as Conway Scenic goes.
That's the limit, yeah.
That's the very top of the land. There is track beyond that, but that's not ours. We don't use that. We just go and look at it. We're like, oh, that's nice.
It would be nice.
But we're going to be stopping up there at the airport. People can get out and enjoy the events. Also, from folks that are already at the airport event, we'll be doing a shorter excursion of about an hour in length from the airport site on our tracks back towards the village of Fabian. And that'll just give people a chance that maybe drove up to the event,
sure,
that were already there, still get a chance of that train ride. And my good friend Colt is going to be bringing down his steam-powered launch, which is a steam-powered boat. It's a 21-foot steam-powered boat with a little boiler right there in the middle. And that's going to be in what I call Mud Pond up there, but there should be plenty of water, and he'll be puttering around out there with his steam-fired boat.
Bit of everything.
We got great people, cars and antique tractors, and the folks up at the airport have just done a wonderful job. And as far as I'm concerned, Dave Sorek, the owner, and myself, we like to use the phrase, we're plussing it.
Yeah.
They had a great event, and we're just plussing it. And what better way to pluss it than trains? Trains
right.
really pluss it. So that's
yeah, when's that coming up again? That's a big one.
So that's going to be June 29th. Tickets are available now. Please visit our website, conwayscenic.com, for all the details on that. And you want to make those reservations early because we're treating it like a regular Notch train, but longer. So dining options are available that day, just like any other time, as well as a whole new seating section that we have. I don't want to say too much about that car just yet, but I'm going to touch on our new seating section in the screen room, where we converted a section of our Dorothea May Dome car, which has been a long time staple of the railroad, to 8 premium seats downstairs, these rotating barrel chairs, big picture viewing windows, and then a new TV screen that's going to have live feeds of the area outside, views from the engineer and above the train. Just another really unique riding experience. And now, what the heck? Yeah, we got a new dome car coming down. For those of you that are listening that are rail fans, you knew about this. This is the former Denver Zephyr dome car. It is a dome dining car. It is now named the Rhonda Lee after Mr. Swerk's wife and our office manager and key component of the railroad's operation.
Sure.
The Swerks are there for the day-in, day-out operation. We couldn't do it without their leadership. And you know the saying, I'm married, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
So what better than to name a car after your significant other, which at that point I'll just diverge here for a second. Pierce, my son, I hope you're listening and hope you have a great day at school there at Brown School. And Nicole, my wife, she's working at the Ed Fenn Elementary School today. So keep doing the great things you do, dear.
Excellent.
And you'll get a car named after you, too, someday.
Someday. That will happen, for sure.
So that car will be down, and we'll be doing full dining service in that car up to Crawford Notch and Fabian Station, and it's just such a unique experience. I got the pleasure of riding in that car. We bought it in Los Angeles. I rode cross-country in that car with the Swerks and a noted author from Trains Magazine, Brian Solomon, a fantastic guy. So glad I got to meet him and know him the way I did. Los Angeles to Chicago, Chicago to Albany, New York. And then we got in a car and we drove back home, which wasn't as exciting, but it was a really amazing experience joining the Swerks on that trip with that car. And it's going to have a long and very happy life here with us. It's like Conway Sink's the retirement village for railroad equipment. You know,
we
nurture it and we care for it and we keep it going long beyond anybody at a drafting board was like, oh, yeah, this will last another 60 years. we are really pushing the envelope for them because, again, it's our shop crew. It's our track guys. It's everybody that makes these things turn and work. And I feel so fortunate to be part of all that. We have some great people with
us. It's really great. That's what that vintage experience is all about, and that's what the Conway Scenic thrives on, as you know. Make sure you guys go check out their station this season. It looks like it's going to be an outstanding season. Lots going on. And not to put you on the spot here, but I think that you guys are doing an Autism Awareness Day, too. Aren't
yes.
you doing that? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we're doing a couple days of that, actually. And I need to go on record, so I got to get heavy here for a moment.
Yeah, no worries.
For those of you that have not heard, after 20-plus successful years with Conway Scenic Railroad, Thomas the Tank Engine will not be returning to the Conway Scenic Railroad. And as I've already mentioned, I did a selfish pitch to my boys out there, Pearson Macklin, who also love Thomas greatly, as much as I do.
Of course.
But Conway Scenic is really good at one thing, and that's running high-quality trains that get people excited to come to our railroad. So we are designing events in lieu of Thomas, and one of the things we had was a lot of comments about how much they appreciated our autism awareness departures on those Day Out with Thomas events, the last train of the day. It was so well received. We put special mechanisms in place so that there was minimum noise from the engine itself, from horns and bells and things like that. And again, the whole team came together. Well, our marketing manager, Susan Logan, brilliant idea she came up with here. We're going to be running in July. We will be running autism awareness trains in July over on our Redstone branch, which for those of you that are familiar with the Valley, that's over there on the North-South Road. The tracks that when we go down, people are like, whoa, you see that train? Look, there's a train over there. You guys see that thing? You're seeing it too, right?
Right.
It's the conversation I imagine they're having in the cars as they watch us go rolling by. Be prepared, Mount Washington Valley. You are going to see a lot more of Conway Scenic down that way because it is a beautiful area that leads past Pudding Pond, which you haven't, if you haven't used some of the walking paths over there, there's beautifully maintained walking paths over there. Or you can see it by train. Train's cool too.
Yes.
But
yes.
We're going to be using our RDC, the Millie, our rail diesel car. So it's a single self-propelled coach. Air conditioned, so full climate controlling, either heating or cooling based on what we need, restroom facility on board. And this is going to be the cornerstone of our autism awareness departures because it takes a very small crew. It can be very noise controlled, and it's a beautiful location to go on. So we have that up on our website, again, conwayscenic.com. please call into the station and ask. It's a wonderful partnership, and I feel so fortunate that management top down has seen a need and we're filling it, because we want everybody to enjoy our trains. And I know that in the autism community, trains are a huge draw for these kids and these young adults too. So fortunate to be part
of this. Absolutely. And that's why I wanted to highlight that and ask you about it, because it is such a great thing. And of course, we thank you on behalf of the Valley and everyone to thank the Conway Scenic Railroad for doing that. Lots going on this season. I know we could talk for hours here, Derek, about what's going on. But everybody really should know the bring home point here is to go to conwayscenic.com. There's a full schedule up there, all the details, get some great train events coming up. And we want you guys to sign up for those. And of course, just the daily excursions. They start on May 4th. You're open this weekend. And we wish you a great season. I'm sure we'll have you back a couple times.
Oh, it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. And remember, folks, if you see tracks, think train, because any time is train time.
There it is. Sounds good to me. Thank you, Derek, for coming in. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.